Kingston Selectmen met last night, and joining us this morning with a recap is the board's chair, Kimberly Emberg. Selectwoman, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So last night you began your meeting with a presentation to Matthew Darche.
We did. We were joined by the water commissioners, who spoke at length about our water superintendent, who's retiring at the end of this month after 32 years of service to the town. And we had the opportunity to thank him and present him with a certificate as a small token of our appreciation.
There was also a joint meeting with the Kingston School Committee.
Yes, we held a joint meeting to appoint someone to fill a vacancy that occurred when someone had resigned earlier this month. So while Mass General Law explains what we're required to do, there was lengthy debate related to when people needed to let the board know of their interest and how. Excuse me. As there wasn't a consensus on how to proceed, I had called for a motion as to whether we were to consider one candidate or all three. So the motion was made by a member of school committee, and by a joint roll call vote of both the school committee and the selectmen, that motion passed 5-3. So at that point, we heard from each of the candidates to allow them to introduce themselves, state why they thought they'd be a good addition to the committee. So Sheila Vaughn spoke first, followed by Virginia McCarthy and then Tricia Arrieta. So after questions were asked, a school committee member made the motion to appoint Sheila Vaughn, but that motion failed 3-5, also a joint roll call vote. So then another motion was made by a different member of school committee, and they had nominated Tricia Arrieta to be appointed, and that motion passed 5-3.
The board also got a presentation regarding the wastewater management plan.
Yeah, we were joined by several representatives from CDM Smith and the DEP, who shared with us that due to some existing regulations, we have to keep nitrogen levels below a certain level. So the updated wastewater management plan, it looks like, would likely expand the sewer to more areas of town. So concerns were raised as to whether all homes located along a sewer line would have to hook up. And we were assured that this would be addressed at the next public meeting, and that meeting will take place sometime in August, as the final plan is scheduled to be submitted at the end of August.
There was also a discussion regarding earth removal permits.
Our conservation agent spoke with us about his concerns related to earth removal, or really sand mining, and the impacts on our community. He reiterated to our board that we, as the Board of Selectmen, have the power to deny earth removal permits if the proposed projects could be detrimental to the community. So he's going to work with the town administrator and the town planner to create a best practices checklist for this board. So, for instance, to have peer reviews conducted or have advisory votes taken by the Conservation Commission and the Planning Board before the Board of Selectmen decides on any earth removal permits, and hopefully that will create some sort of continuity over time from one board to the next, or a town administrator to the next, so we have a path forward that is consistent.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.